Is God male or female? In one sense, he is neither, but in another sense, he is both. How? Let us understand. In the material world, male or female refers to the gross body, but not to the soul. And we are not the body, but the soul. One might be a male in this life, but can be a female in the next life. Whereas in the spiritual context, male and female refer to two aspects of a personality. For example, in a relationship between two persons, one will take the role of enjoyer and other will take the role of enjoyed, which basically means one is the object of service and other renders the service. This can also be interchanged when love is more intimate. Just like in the family, all members would want to render service to the father and mother, but the father and mother can also render service to the family members. Having explained this, God also exists in two forms, as the enjoyer as well as the enjoyed. In the form of enjoyer, he exists as energetic, and in the form of enjoyed, he exists as the energy. In the material world, we can see that a person exists along with his, her energy, and energy is employed in the service of the energetic. In the material world, generally the energy is referred to the female aspect of a person, and the energetic is referred to the male aspect of a person. That is why it is rightly mentioned many times that the woman is the energy of men. So Krishna also exists in these two forms. As energy, as energetic, he is Krishna, the male aspect of God, and as the energy, she is Radharani, the female aspect of God. Both these forms are not made up of material elements, but rather their forms are transcendental to the material elements. And because God exists in these two forms, that is why in the material world, all living entities also exist in male and female forms. As it is rightly stated that a man or a woman is made in the image of God. Also note that both forms of God are equal in potency in all respects. That is how God is both male and female in the spiritual context and none of them in the material context, which is based on the external forms of the body. Thank you.